It's been wonderful to be with you these 3 days.
这两天能够和你们在一起真的非常美好。
Thank you for giving us the invitation to come.
我谢谢你们来邀请我。
Would you be disappointed if I didn't go through our ritual?
如果我不再操练一下我们昨天做的, 你会不会失望呢?
God is good.
All the time.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Time to praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now don't confuse that. That's important. You know, early this morning I was thinking of these three short verses in 1 Thessalonians.
我在想帖撒罗尼迦前书的三句经节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5. How many are here this morning who were not here yesterday morning?
你们有多少在当中昨天早上不在这里?
Okay. Been a lot of discussion on the little difference between a principle and a word and the rules.
我们昨天讨论到原则和规条的不同。
I'd like to have been in some of your discussion groups.
我真的希望能够参加你们这个小组讨论。
Remember we said that a principle is built into the very fabric of the universe, the way things are made to work.
我们提到这个原则是在宇宙的整一个组织里面造进去的。
And rules grow out of that principle.
这个规条是从原则里面长出来的。
I was thinking this morning that there are three principles in this chapter 5, verse 16, 17, and 18.
在第五章第16、17和18节。
If we have the indwelling Christ by the Holy Spirit, we rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks.
如果我们借着住在我们里面的基督和圣灵常常喜乐不住的祷告凡事谢恩。
That's our DNA. Do I need to explain that?
这就是我们的基因。
I pondered for years how you can pray without ceasing.
我在多年里面一直想我们怎么能够不住的祷告。
We're going to talk about that a little bit later.
我们等一会儿会提到。
But I'm really convinced that God has built into the very makeup of our being these three things.
但是我深深地相信神把这三件事情造在我们的里面。
Rejoicing, praying, giving thanks.
常常喜乐不住的祷告凡事谢恩。
I was with an individual from California not long ago who had just heard the wonderful testimony of Dr. Stoll.
我在不久以前听到加州的一位人，他听到一个见证，是叫Dr. Stoll的见证。
He was working in a particular laboratory of the hospital, and they wanted to try an experiment.
他在医院的一个实验室工作，他们要做一个实验。
They decided they would take a registration by a certain machine of a woman who was in the last minutes of dying.
他们就想用仪器来记录有一个女人她在死之前一分钟的这所有的记录。
Everyone who knew her realized that there was something different because she was continually praying, rejoicing, and giving thanks.
每一个认识这位妇女的人都知道她是一个常常喜乐不住的祷告凡事谢恩的人。
Three men who claimed to be atheists wanted to make this test.
有三个自称为不信无神论者，他愿意做这个实验。
They were carefully watching her and knew that she was near the point of death.
他们仔细地观察她，知道她马上就要死了。
They hooked her up to a certain machine.
然后就把仪器连接上。
There was another man who was very, very ungodly, impossible in every way.
有一个人他是非常非常的不信神。
And they realized that he likewise was almost ready to die.
这个人呢，他同时也是马上就要死了。
So they watched very carefully as this lady took, Christian took her last breaths.
当这位姊妹马上就要最后一到一最后一口气的时候
，Dr. Stoll said with great amazement, we saw the needle move way over and bounce as though it needed to go further.
这个 Stoll 医生就发现这个指针的仪表一直打到最高，然后还停在那里。
Her heart was giving thanks for all that God had meant to her.
因为她的心里面。一直在感谢神。
There was an overflow of rejoicing.
在他的心里流出了喜乐。
Prayer seemed to be the very voice of her heart.
他的祷心里是充满了唯一的声音就是祷告。
They were amazed as they watched the needle. It couldn't go any further. It was way to the end.
当他们看到这个仪表一直打到尽头的时候，他们是多么的惊讶。
As I remember, they said there was power enough to light a whole room with light.
我记得那里讲到说，这个能量是足够来把整个房间都点亮。
Now I don't understand, but they antagonized the old fellow who was very wicked.
他们同时也把另一个非常一个很有罪恶的人连接到仪器上。
And his needle went to the negative.
他这个指针呢，就跑到负的那一边去。
He was cursing in all that he could do, and it went clear over and bounced at this other end.
他一直在诅咒，然后这个指针呢，也一直是到另一头。
Now you technical people have to understand that the rest won't, but I'm trying to say that there's something built into the fabric of our being.
我想你们有些懂技术的人或许明白，但我要说的是，这个有些东西是造在我们的里面。
When he says Rejoice evermore.
他说要常常喜乐。
That's the principle of our being.
这是我们的做人的里面的一个原则。
Pray without ceasing.
不住祷告。
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
So we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
我们受造何等奇妙可畏。
That doctor finished writing this little pamphlet. He said, "From that day on, I bowed and I said, 'God, you have to have made man. You have to exist.'" And he gave his life to the Lord.
然后这个医生看到这个实验以后，他就跪在神的面前说：“神，你一定存在的。”从此他就相信了神。
What I really want to talk to you about this morning is a. Thank you, brother.I want to talk to you about a real problem that we have in the religious world.
我现在要跟你讲我们在宗教世界里面的一个严重问题。
It's not so good, is it?
You need a white one.
It's coming up instead of from down. We need it from down.
It's okay.
Is it okay?
You can only see this one. You can't see the other one.
I don't want that one yet. It's okay. One of the problems, I want to get at a real issue this morning because it's going to affect every one of us in our thinking.
我今天要讲一件事情，它影响到我们每一个人的思路。
There is a problem that has grown up in Christendom for the last few hundred years.
在过去的几百年里面，从基督教的这个世界里面出了一个问题。
Maybe it would be as well for me to explain this.
我要开始讲这个图片上的。
Men have divided their life into two compartments.
人把他们的生命分成了两个部分。
They have made what we call the higher plane, things that are sacred, things that pertain to the spiritual realm.
他把一个上半部分分成一个属灵的、属灵界的部分。
And then they've divided the lower realm, the things that are secular.
然后把下半部分作为属世的部分。
That is things pertaining to the physical and temporal, like business, music, education, art, medicine, agriculture.
就所有那些具体的事物，像生意、教育、医术和农业。
Those who understand know that this is what we call Greek dualism.
这就是希腊的二元论。
That is the dividing of our life into two compartments.
这把我们整个生命分成两个部分。
God has a different picture for us, and the whole Hebrew economy and the Bible is built around what we call God's design.
在希伯来这个神所制定的制度里面，我们有一个神的设计。
God's design means all things are for His glory. Business, education, marriage, medicine, agriculture, music, art, recreation, eating, drinking, clothing.
每一件事情都是为着神的荣耀，包括生意、教育、婚姻等等等。
He does not divide, the Bible, the scripture does not divide into the sacred and the secular.
他没有把我们的人分成属灵和属世的两个部分。
Now let me just put this on for a little bit.
我们在这里把这个
In Greek dualism, God was to be in charge of the higher realm, man was to be in control of the lower realm.
在希腊的二元论里面，神是控制上面的这个天界，人是控制这个地下的事情。
By relegating God to the upper realm, people felt free to make up their own rules about the things of this life, such as art, music, vocations, and medicine.
把神归到这个上半部分的天界，人就可以觉得他可以自由决定去做他任何的决定有关这个艺术和工作。
In God's design, when Jesus began to teach the multitudes,
当耶稣开始教训众人的时候，
He rejected this unbiblical division and declared that all things are under the control and watchful care of the Heavenly Father.
他就把这个不合圣经的这个分界给除去，他宣称所有的事情都是在神天父的掌管之下。
Even the birds of the air, the flowers of the field, the hairs of our head.
甚至天空的飞鸟、野地的花和我们的头发。
Bringing God into both realms provides a basis for conquering the cares of life and the worries of tomorrow.
让神在原先所定的两个境界同时存在，让我们不再为我们的生命担忧，不再为明天担忧。
The Apostle Paul also emphasized this vital teaching.
所以保罗也着重了这一点的教训。
Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God.
无论是吃是喝，不管做什么，总要为神的荣耀而做。
That's our theme this morning.
这就是我们早上今天的主题。
Those who know something of the philosophical background know how Plato and Aristotle and Socrates, these men began to bring about a division into two parts, spiritual and sacred, sacred and secular.
有些哲学家像柏拉图、亚里士多德，他们想把人分成，把世界分成神的部分和人的部分。
And then in the 5th century, Augustine came along and he attempted to bring the philosophy into the religious realm, into the church.
然后15世纪圣奥古斯丁来了之后，他想把全部都带到宗教的世界。
And that's why certain monks and nuns would go off to a monastery and have contemplative life, the meditating life.
这就是为什么会有这样的修士和修女，他们把他们的一生都住在一个特定的地方。
And everything else was natural and secular.
因为别的都是属世的。
Now my burden for some time has been to discover the whole problem that we have and to somehow bring us to the place where everything we do in life is to the glory of God.
那我的负担今天就是愿意让我们把所有的事情不管做什么都归荣耀给神。
So we ask this question this morning, what is the centerpiece of your life?
所以今天我就问我们的生活中心在哪里。
Every one of us in one way or another demonstrate what really is the centerpiece of our life.
每一个人我们都在生活里面表现出来我们生活的中心在哪里。
I like to be very practical in saying that every one of you in the day when you awaken need to have some devotional verse that you can read and ponder all day long.
我相信每一个人早上起来的时候都需要有一句经节来带领你让你去思考。
I have been through several different devotional books.
我读过许多成功的书籍。
One of my favorites happens to be Watchman Nee's Table in the Wilderness.
有一本我最喜爱的就是尼弟兄的旷野的盛宴。
I began to go through this again a month or so ago.
在大概一个多月以前，我重新再读这本书。
And he very wonderfully deals with this situation.
他非常好的去来让处理我们刚才讲到的问题。
One day he says, "Ye are the light of the world."
有一天他说，你是世界的光。
Some ask.Should they preach or should they seek employment in a profession or a trade?
有的人问说他们是不是让这医生去来传讲神或者去找一个特定的工作?
Are there two roads in front of a child of God?
在神儿女的面前是不是有两条道路呢?
Where in Scripture do we find such alternatives to preach or to find normal work?
在圣经里面我们有没有找到这一个选择说我们可以去传讲神或者去找一份工作
Is it a choice we are called upon to make?
是不是神让我们去做这样一个决定呢
God's people are a lamp for witness
神的子民是一盏见证的灯
Is there then a Christian who is not a witness?
那有没有任何基督徒他不是一个见证呢
It cannot be that there's a few who preach while in some mysterious senseAll others are just a lamp.
这个是不可能的。如果是只有几个人在传讲神，其他的人就自动成为神的一个见证。
No, there is a living witness for God on earth, and for that I am to live.
这有一位神在这个世上，其实是我们每一个人都要为他而活。
This is the one road for all, and there is no other.
只有一条路，并没有第二条道路。
None can be the Lord's and not testify to Him.
没有人属于神，但是不见证神。
All must preach Christ.
所有的人都要传讲基督。
That is the big thing.
这是最重要的。
It is a secondary question whether all the time be given to it or some be spent in breadwinning.
我们是不是要全时间来侍奉，或者是要花些时间来过生活，这是一个其次的问题。
For everything turns on where our center is.
因为我们的中心在哪里，我们就围着那一个转。
God cannot use one who adds preaching to business.
神不能用把以生意为中心加传讲神加在旁边的人。
He can only use one who adds business to preaching.
他只能用那个以神为中心，其他的都是附加的人。
It simply depends which side of the addition you're on.
这个就简单的决定在什么是附加的。
God, not our business, is to be the center of our lives.
是神，而不是我们的生意，应该作为我们生命的中心。
Now I have to clarify one thing.
我要去讲明一件事情。
When Brother Lee says every one of you should preach,
当这个尼弟兄说你们每一个人都要传讲神的时候
，You think of somebody standing behind the pulpit and speaking.
你可能会想到是站在讲台后面说的这么一个人。
That is not what he means.
这不是尼弟兄的意思。
I believe that when he says the center of our life is to preach Christ.
当他说我们生命的中心是传讲基督的时候
He really means, let's put it this way, that I am to present him to everybody that I meet.
他真正的意思是我们要把基督去带给我们认识的人。
By my rejoicing life, I am to exhibit the Lord all the time.
当我们生活里面充满喜乐的时候我们就把神彰显出来。
If I am honoring Christ in all that I do, my whole life, reveals, exhibits Christ.
当我们每做一件任何事情都来彰显基督的时候，我们就把基督在我们的生命里面彰显出来。
And so I live to preach or to extol, to exhibit Christ in everything I do.
所以我们的生命就是为了来彰显基督，来高举基督。
Now, how do I eat or what do I live on?
那我具体靠什么来谋生或者吃什么？
We say, how do I get my bread?
我们怎么样去得到我们的粮食？
You may be a teacher in school.
你或许在学校当一个老师。
You may be a doctor.
或许做医生。
You may be an educator of one kind or another.
或者是某一种教育家。
You may be a common laborer.
或者是一个普通的靠劳动挣钱。
Whatever you do, the center of your life is exhibiting Christ, and you add your teaching, your doctrine, whatever you do, you add this to your life in the Lord.
所以不管你做什么，你首先把基督摆在你生命的中心，其他的都是加上去。
Several years ago, we were helping Brother Kong as we were working on the basic lessons that Watchman Nee made for the church in Shanghai.
在过去的几年，过去几年，前几年，我跟康弟兄在上海把尼弟兄的书整理一下。
I was very impressed with the way he explained God helping us to make our living, and what should a young man plan to do?
我非常对我对尼弟兄所写这个年轻人应该选择什么职业的书，我觉得非常的好。
He explained, for example, the principle of Abraham.
他举了一个例子，就是亚伯拉罕。
Abraham was a raiser of herds of cattle.
亚伯拉罕他靠养牛羊谋生。
He would bring animals into the world to feed men.
他养了许多牛和羊来供给别人。
He said, "This is the quantity." That blesses men.
所以就是靠着数量来祝福别人。
Abraham produced quantity.
因为亚伯拉罕有许多数量的牛和羊。
The apostle Paul was a tent maker.
保罗是一个织帐篷的人。
He would buy a piece of yardage and sew it into a tent.
他就会买一块大布来把它做成一个帐篷。
He changed something into quality.
他使这个事物的质量改变。
And I thought, oh, that's wonderful. God gives creativity to some people, and they can make a wonderful tent.
我觉得神能够让我们有创造性，能够造出一个帐篷来是非常的好。
Do people need tents?
人们需不需要帐篷呢？
You see, the center of Paul's life was, for me to live is...
在保罗的中心就是说我活着就是基督。
How did he make his living? How did he get his food?
他怎么样去谋生呢？怎么样去得到他的食物呢？
Making tents.
他就是做帐篷。
Principle of Abraham was that of quantity. The principle of Paul was that of quality.
这个亚伯拉罕的原则就是以数量，保罗的原则是靠质量。
Now there's the principle of Joseph.
然后还有约瑟这个原则。
You remember this dreamer who got sold into Egypt.
你知道记得这个爱做梦的人他被卖到埃及去。
He was a server.
他成了一个仆人。
Everything about his life was serving.
他整一个生命都是在服侍。
He served in Potiphar's house.
他在伯提法的家里服侍。
So diligently he put him over all of his estate.
他把他所有的这个财产都安排得很好。
He finally ended up in prison.
然后最后他进了监狱。
But he served there until he became head of all the prisoners.
但是他在监狱里面成了监狱的头。
And God had a way of using his dreams.
神用着借着他的梦。
To finally bring him to the place where he could serve all of Egypt because they had plenty during those 7 years.
借着让他成为埃及的宰相，在那七年的灾荒里面他可以服侍。
Now to make this really practical.
我把它应用在我们的实际里面。
I look into the lives of some of these young people.
我看这个年轻人你们的生命。
What should I do for livelihood?
你们我们应该做什么作为我们的职业呢？
The first centerpiece or dedication of my life is to exhibit, to represent Jesus Christ.
我们第一点要注意的就是让基督成为我们的中心，来发表基督。
How do I do it?
我们怎么做？
I'm amazed at the various things that God does to help people be creative.
我非常觉得非常的惊讶，就是看到神让人怎么样有创造性。
I remember being in the home of a very wonderful Christian man.
我记得在一个基督徒家里。
I said as we sat at the table.
我们坐下来交谈的时候。
What do you do?
就问他你做什么？
He says I live for Christ.
他说我为基督而活。
I said, but how do you get your bread?
我说那你怎么来买你的粮食呢？
He said, you see that big building in the back?
你看到后面的大房子吗？
Several years ago, God gave me the insight to build lockbox keys for realtors.
这个几年前神给我一个思想，让我去给卖房产的人做一个锁。
I said, you mean you invented the lock boxes for realtors to use?
我就说，哦，你是那个发明，锁门这个给房地产商用的那把锁吗？
I designed them, and every one that's been produced, I've gotten a royalty on it.
他说是的，我设计了它，现在呢，他们都要给我分红。
He said, but I live to the glory of God.
但是我是为神的荣耀而活。
I could go on all morning telling you some interesting stories of how people who live for the glory of God.
我可以用整一个早上来告诉你，我认识多少的人，他们为神的荣耀而活。
They get their bread in different ways.
但是他们通过不同的方式来谋生。
I'm not sure I'm getting through to you.
我不知道你们是不是听进去。
What's the centerpiece of your life this morning?
今天早上我问你，你们生活的中心在哪里？
You say going to school right now.
哦，我现在是要上学。
That's fine if you're in school for what? Glorify the Lord.
如果你在学校是为了荣耀基督的话呢，你的答案是对的。
I talked about that young fellow the other day who saw the chalk.
我讲到那个故事就是那个粉笔掉下来的故事。
He was just there to glorify God.
他在学校来荣耀神。
And I am convinced that once this gets a hold of us, we don't have two compartments in life.
当神这样抓住我们的时候，我们的生命就没有两个部分了。
See, I have a burden for some of you Chinese young brothers.
我对在中国年轻的弟兄，我有一些负担。
Last November, we were in a conference in the East.
我在东边参加一个特会。
The elders and brothers were praying with me.
有一些负责的长老弟兄就跟我一起祷告。
Here were about 50 or 60 fine young college people.
有五六十位从刚刚在大学的年轻人。
About half of them are getting into Ivy League schools and dad's paying for it.
大约有一半他们去常青藤的大学。
But we're losing them. We're losing them to the purpose of God.
问题就是他们在神的旨意里面我们丢失了。
And I began praying, Oh God, how do we help those who have skill and ability live to the glory of God?
我就祷告说神啊我们怎么能够帮助那些这么有能财富的人这么有天赋的人来服侍神呢
And keep the right center in their life.
让他们的生命有一个对的中心。
Now I'm struggling to get it through this morning. God will have to reveal it to you.
我今天早上我觉得我非常难把这个讲给你们我相信神要来做
So when I say to this young fellow here you need to preach Christ
当我对这位年轻人说你要传讲基督
He says how
他就说怎么去做呢
By being very careful with the friends you play with
那就是你要非常注意你交什么样的朋友
I think he understands
我想你明白
Everything we do should exhibit and represent the Lord.
我们不管做什么，我们都要来代表神，要彰显神。
I think of five businessmen who got on the plane to go to a city for a day.
有五位生意人，他们坐上飞机去另一个城市去一天。
the close of the day, they were rushing back to the airport to get their plane.
当这一天要结束的时候，他们赶紧冲到飞机场去上飞机。
One of these men was a very fine brother who knew the proper center.
有一位，其中有一位，他是一个非常好的弟兄，他知道生命的中心在哪里。
They were all going to make it on the same plane. He wanted to be at the birthday party that night at home.
他们都想上那个飞机。这位弟兄他要去一个生日的聚会。
But they were late as they rushed through the airport.
当他们到机场的时候有一点晚了。
And in their haste, the five of them rushing toward the gate.
当他们朝这个登机门跑的时候。
One of them with his briefcase hit the table of a young lady who was selling apples.
有一个人他的手提箱就不小心碰到了一个桌子上，这个桌子是摆满了苹果。
The apples spilled every direction.
这个苹果就掉的到处都是。
He looked back and ran on.
他看了一下之后，他就继续的跑。
One brother was a Christian.
那位基督徒的弟兄。
He got to the gate and he said, "Tell my wife I'll be on the next plane."
他就跑到门的时候，就对他的同伴说：“你告诉我的妻子，我等下一班飞机会再来。”
He went back to where the apples were sprawled all over the floor.
他就回到那个地方，那苹果一地都是。
He discovered the little girl was blind.
他发现卖苹果的那个小女孩是瞎眼。
Picked up her apples.
他就把她的苹果捡起来。
Sorted out the bruised ones.
把那些有损伤的放在一边。
Put the good apples on the table.
把好的苹果放在桌子上。
She heard him talk as he was explaining what he was doing.
当他在解释他做什么的时候，小女孩听到他的声音。
He took $20 to pay for the bruised apples, and then he started to leave.
然后他就拿出二十块钱来给这个小女孩，然后他就离开。
As he was going away, he touched her.
他离开的时候，这小女孩就摸一摸他。
She said, "Are you Jesus?"
就说你是耶稣吗？
We can represent him if we will.
我们如果愿意的话，我们可以代表基督。
You know why that speaks to me?
这个像我说了什么样的事吗？
Because I'm rushing often.
因为我经常匆忙。
Too busy to slow up and take time to represent the Lord.
我常常太忙，以至于没有时间来见证主。
So I'm trying to say to us this morning, God wants to put Jesus at the centerpiece of our life.
所以我早上要说的就是主要把耶稣放在我们的生命中间中心。
I have a wonderful friend down in Florida who makes computer equipment.
我在佛罗里达有一个非常好的朋友，他就做这个计算机的这个部件。
He hires a couple hundred men.
他雇了几百个人。
One day, a stranger came along and said,What do you produce here in this plant?
有一天，一个陌生人来到他的工厂，就说：“你们工厂做什么呢？”
He says, "I produce men with character."
他说：“我们工厂制造有性格的人。”
The stranger looked and said, "You do what?"
那个陌生人就说：“你做什么？”
"What's your product?"
你们的产品是什么？
"Christian reality."
他说：“就是基督徒活在实际中。”
I mean, what do you make?
这个人就说你到底做什么造制造什么
I hope to make men who love Jesus supremely
这个弟兄回答说我希望造出一般人他们能够来爱主耶稣
What are they putting in those trucks?
那你在卡车里面放的是什么呢
Oh we just make computers That's incidental
我们只不过是在碰巧做一些计算机而已
How many of you catch my heart this morning?
你们多少人明白我心要说的
You seeWhen we look at the whole situation, we realize that how we make our bread, whether it's by quality or quantity or by serving, and I need to say, Brother Watchman Nee very gently says, commerce is the most dangerous thing you can get into.
我们在谋生的时候，我们职业可以是在数量上或者质量上或者服饰，但是有一个危险的地方，倪弟兄提醒我们是，我们不要做买卖。
In commerce, you don't have any quantity or quality, not much serving. You have the problem of wondering, how much can I get for this?
因为在买卖里面，你不制造这个数量，也不制造质量，也没有服务。
This was the difficulty with the money changers in the temple.
这个其实是在圣殿里交换兑换银钱人的问题。
Did they need an animal to sacrifice?
他们自己需要有一个动物来献祭吗？
Did they need a pigeon to sacrifice?
他们需要一个鸽子来献祭吗？
They were making these things available.
他们把这些东西带来。
But Jesus saw the spirit and he set the money changers' tables.
当主耶稣看到他们的灵的时候，他就把这个桌子掀翻。
He saw the greed in their heart, not the serving spirit.
他看到他们心里的贪婪，而不是来服侍。
So we're saying this morning, God wants to bring us into such an attunement to Him that first we live to His glory.
主耶稣让我们带到与他一致里面，让我们可以为他的荣耀而活。
Do all to the glory of God.
一切都为神的荣耀而做。
Now let's just stop for a moment.
我们先停一会儿。
You buy a box of apples at Fifth Street for $5.
如果你在五街买一箱苹果，那花你五块钱。
And you move them over to 10th Street. How much are they worth?
你把它移到十街，它应该值多少钱？
How much? At least I've got you thinking.
我至少可以让你们想一想。
Well, if you sell them individually, you might make $50.
如果你一个一个卖，你可能可以挣50块钱。
If you sell the whole box, it's maybe $3 more, be $8.
如果你整箱来卖，或者你加三块钱，你挣三块钱。
Got a real struggle within. If I really love people, I'd give them the apples.
我这个心里就有征战，因为如果我真的爱他们的话，我愿意把苹果给他们。
I'm not against commerce, but I sure think it's dangerous.
我并不是反对这个买卖，但是我觉得它非常危险。
Is commerce in the world?
在这个世界里面是有买卖吗？
Paul sold his tents.
保罗也卖他的帐篷。
I'd like to ask how much he got for them.
我想问他卖多少钱。
Abraham sold his cattle.
亚伯拉罕也卖他的牛羊。
You see, we're in this world, but we don't have to be of the greedy system.
我们虽然在这个世界里面，但是我们不应该被这个贪婪的系统所抓住。
So our life centers in then how we make our bread, and this has its place. But first of all, Christ is the center.
我们知道我们的确是需要为我们的粮食而劳动，但是基督是要在中心。
We have our family and our home.
我们有我们的家庭，也有我们的房子。
Now, mothers, God gave you the nesting instinct so you would make a nice, adequate home.
所有的母亲们，神是给你这一个天性，你为你的家而操劳。
It's an honor to God that it's clean and in order.
让你的家很有秩序，这是也是荣耀神的一个事情。
But I think I have seen some sisters whose center is the home.
但我也见到有些姊妹，她们以自己的家为中心。
I am almost afraid to walk through the house.
我几乎不敢从她的房间里面经过。
My wife says, "Careful, don't touch that."
因为我的姊妹告诉我，你小心，不要碰这个。
Without realizing it, the centerpiece of our life can be the home.
我们有时候没有意识到，但是已经把我们的家作为中心。
And I have seen some who make their children the focus of their life.
我也认识一些人，把他的孩子当为他们生活的中心。
I believe in focus on the family.
我相信这个叫以家庭为中心的一个教导。
But in the right order.
但是我们把次序要放对。
Oh, I could go on for an hour, but I better not.
我可以再讲很多，但是我要停在这里。
So I say to parents, nurture your children.
我跟父母说你要为抚养你的孩子
properly train them in the principles of life，
让他们在生命的原则里面得到适当的训练，
and then release them，
然后就可以让他们走。
And that's hard，
这是非常困难。
I spoke at a home graduation for one of our granddaughters the other day。
我有一次在我一个孙女毕业的时候，我说了一句，说了一次话。
One of our daughters is in charge of about 50 homeschoolers。
我的一个女儿，她是为50个在家自学的人来负责。
They had 4 seniors graduating。
他们有四个高年级的学生毕业。
And they said, Dad, would you pray for them at the end？
女儿就对我说，父亲，你可以在结束的时候为他祷告，为他们祷告吗？
I noticed they didn't have any speaker at their graduation.
我注意到他们在那个毕业仪式上没有任何人说话，没有说话的人。
But by asking me to pray, they knew what I would do.
但是要我祷告的话呢，他们知道我会做什么。
So I exhorted each one of the 4 seniors, very lovely, lovely graduates.
我就劝勉这四位马上要毕业的人，他们都是非常可爱的人。
One of the mothers, very godly mother,whose senior was graduating.
有一位要毕业的人，她的母亲是非常敬虔的姊妹。
She came up to me and she said, "Pray, brother, that I will allow my child to fail."
她对我说，弟兄，你为我祷告，让我愿意承受我女儿面对如果是有失败的话，我愿意承受。
Now most people can't understand that.
许多人他不明白。
But she understood that she'd been so protective, she never allowed the child to fail or make a mistake.
但是这位母亲明白，她常常这么保护她的孩子，让她的孩子从来没有机会失败。
Now some of you need to better training so they won't fail.
有些人可能需要被训练一下，让他们以至于不失败。
But sooner or later, all of us fail.
但是我们迟早都会失败。
You can write failure over us.
我们不能让这个失败来掩盖我们。
And I guarantee you learn more through failures than you do through success.
但我而且我确信你通过失败能够比通过得胜学得更多。
So I always rejoice when I know that the center is the Lord and I walk into a home that's in order. Family and everybody. You see, you add family to Christ, not Christ to, it's,Right additive.
所以每一次当我进到一个家，这个家如果是以基督为中心，其他的在四周的话呢，我是非常欣慰的。
And then I think there's another side here, and that's our recreation.
另外的一方面就是我们的娱乐。
Or our leisure time.
我们休闲的时间。
What we do to keep physically well.
我们怎么使我们这个身体能够强壮？
I loved the words of John Wesley who said, I take care of my body just like my best horse.
卫斯理他有一句非常名言说，我让我照养我的身体就好像看 照顾我最好的一匹马。
He said, I want to get the most work out of it.
因为我要他能够达最大限度的来工作。
Now, you need to understand that you can become body-centered.
但是注意，我们也许会以我们的身体为中心。
So physically centered that you live just for your body.
有时候我们这么注重我们这个肉体，身体，我们只为它而活。
So I believe everybody needs to exercise. Paul says, a little exercise is good.
我相信每个人都需要运动，保罗也说做一些运动是好的。
But you don't need to.Play golf all day long.
但是你不需要花整天的时间来打高尔夫。
Unless you preach at every hole.
除非你每到一个洞的时候，你都讲一篇道。
I know some people who do that.
我知道有的人他的确是做这个。
I mean that's the only reason to go out.
这个他们就是为了这个而去打球。
But you've got to be very careful.
但是你也要非常的小心。
Are you with me?
明白吗？
My wife and I walk every night at 10 o'clock.
每一天晚上十点钟我都和我的妻子出去散步。
She's a walker and I've learned to walk.
他是一个非常善于走路的人，我是在学。
We take a big rectangle about a mile and a half.
我们就走一个差不多 1.5 个英里的这个长方。
And you know, we do it as unto the Lord.
我们是在神的里面走。
Not only do we enjoy walking together,
我们不光是能够走在一起非常的高兴。
It's her opportunity to ask questions. I've been kind of busy through the day.
而且因为我整一天都很忙，所以她就有机会来问我问题。
We not only have a relationship of husband and wife.
不光我们有夫妻的关系。
We have fellowship.
我们而且有交通。
And intimate fellowship.
非常亲密的交通。
If she were here, she'd say, I miss the walk. She did last night when I called.
她昨天晚上给我打电话的时候就说我非常想念我们走路的这段时间。
I don't think we're body conscious. I think we're keeping the horse in good shape.
我们不是说注重在我们的身上，但是我们让我们这个身体能够很有能量。
To get the most mileage out of it.
这样我们就可以让它为主做工。
What's the center of your life?
你的生命中心在哪里呢？
Pleasure, recreation? No.
是你的娱乐吗？是你的让你得到各样的享受吗？
Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
无论做什么都要为神的荣耀而做。
That's my burden this morning.
这就是我今天早上的负担。
So there are some things we need to understand.
所以我早上要希望你们明白一件事情。
Incidentally,We never published that book on basic lessons of Watchman Nee.
我们刚才读到尼利兄的那段教训，我们没有出一本书。
So don't ask for it.
所以你们不要问我要这本书。
Back in the 70s, there were too many folk interested in getting out of school.
在70年代的时候，有许多人他们不想去上学。
Brother Kong said, I think there are a lot of fellas who would use this to get out of school.
然后江弟兄就告诉我说，有许多人会借着这么一本书为借口，他们就不上学。
Education isn't wrong.
教育并没有错。
It just needs to have the right center.
但是要以对的中心为基础。
So, there's some interesting lessons we learn now.
所以我们现在学到一个非常有趣的功课。
I remember one night turning on the radio.
有一天晚上我把收音机打开。
And I heard Charles Fuller speaking.
我就听到 Charles Fuller 他在说。
He said, turn in your Bible to Romans chapter 1, verse 1.
他说翻到罗马书第一章第一节。
I believe this is almost 40 years ago.
这是差不多40年以前。
And he read that verse, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗。
Called to be an apostle.
奉召为使徒。
Separated unto the gospel of God.
特派传神的福音。
And I'll never forget, he said, there is the general calling.
我永远没有忘记他说有一个普遍的呼召。
There is the special calling.
也有一个特殊的呼召。
And the specific.
也有一个具体的呼召。
I don't remember much of his message, but God used it and has all these years in my life.
我虽然不记得他这个信息的主要内容，但是神一直用这几句话在我生命里面。
He said, for example, the general is that we all to start out as a servant.
这个普遍的呼召就是我们所有的人都先是一个仆人。
Paul, a servant whose ear has been pierced.
保罗是一个仆人，他的耳朵已经被钉在门楣上。
There were two kinds of servants.
他有两种的仆人。
There was the bond servant.
有一种是
who received no wages.
有一种是奴隶，他不收，没有任何的收入。
The other hired servant got paid for his working.
然后另一种仆人是有收，因着他的劳动而有收入。
The bond servant, having served for 7 years, would come to the master and say, I'm free to go, but I'd like to be your slave for life.
但是奴隶他服侍了七年以后，他可以对主人说，我虽然现在可以自由，但是我情愿来服侍你。
And there was a ceremony that went along with it.
在这做决定的时候，他们会有个仪式。
They would take him to the doorpost and make a hole through his ear.
他就会把他带到门框那里，在他的耳朵上借着这个门框扎一个洞。
I think the Lord is saying to us this.
我相信神是对我们说这件事。
You become my servant.And you learn to hear my voice.
你要成为我的仆人的话，要学来听我的声音。
It's very wonderful how the Apostle Paul in those early days served the Lord.
我们可以看到保罗在他起初的时候服侍神是非常好的。
Says there was in the church at Antioch certain prophets and teachers.
在安提阿的教会有一些先知和教师。
And as they served or ministered to the Lord, the Holy Spirit said,
当他们开始服侍神的时候，圣灵向他们说，
Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work that I've called them.
把巴拿巴和我分别出来，为神特殊要呼召我们的事情去服侍。
Paul learned to be serving and ministering, and now God calls him to something more special.
保罗已经学习怎么样来服侍神，现在神 又有一个对他的特殊的呼召。
The thing he and Barnabas were to call was the work.
他和巴拿巴被召去做工。
This was his privilege of moving out, planting churches wherever he went.
这就是保罗所得到神给他的一个特殊的使命，就是出去建造教会。
The special only because he had already learned to diligently serve.
因为他已经学习怎么样去来尽心的服侍神，所以他现在得到一个特殊的呼召。
And it's very interesting in the life of the Apostle Paul.
我们可以从保罗的生命看到这件事情。
God is working toward the specific goal or thing that he had in Paul's life.
神继续来工作，让保罗能够达到他具体的呼召。
Time is when he is in prison.
当保罗在监狱的时候。
I suppose they were saying, Paul, you could be out planting more churches in the work.
或许有人对保罗说，你应该在外面来继续建造更多的教会。
Paul says,I'm a servant, a bondsman, captive to Jesus Christ.
但保罗说他是因基督耶稣被囚。
Let me ask you a question this morning.
早上我要问你一个问题。
What is the most significant thing about the Apostle Paul's life and ministry?
在保罗的生命和服侍里面最显著的事情是什么？
We all admire his serving spirit.
我们都非常羡慕他这个服侍的灵。
We're impressed with the missionary journeys in which he established or planted churches.
我们看到他有许多的踪迹去建立教会。
What is the specific thing that blesses us today?
但是最具体的一件事情是什么事情来直到今天来祝福我们？
You're quick to answer the letters that he wrote.
你很快的就说这是保罗的书信。
To the church.You see, lots of people say, oh, I think I'll start writing.
有许多的人就说，我现在也应该开始写书信。
Who are you going to write to?
但是你要写给谁呢？
What's your burden?
你的负担在哪里呢？
Everybody wants the specific.
每一个人都想要有这个具体的呼召。
But we don't want to learn the general and the special.
但是我们不想经过这个普遍和特殊的呼召的学习经历。
I have a burden this morning that we will be very clear in allowing the Lord to lead us step by step.
我早上的负担就是我们要非常清楚地明白神怎么样一步一步地来带领我们。
Because he wants to move every one of us to the high calling, the specific thing he has for every life.
因为他想把每一个人带到他对我们每个人具体的这个呼召。
All of us,can fulfill the glory of God, not just a special few.
不是说只有几个人能够来荣耀神，而是所有每个人都可以荣耀神。
Now you're going to ask the question, how do I really make this operative in my life?
但是我们怎么样让它在我们的生活里面开始行动呢？
I want to give you the secret.
我要把这个秘密给你。
It's right here.
在这个图片上。
But let me tell you about it first.
我先告诉你这个故事。
There was a Christian coach, instructor,in a Christian university.
在一个基督徒的大学里面有一个教练，他也是一个基督徒。
He was known as a fine Christian man.
每个人都知道他是一个非常好的基督徒。
One night he couldn't sleep. He was tossing in his bed.
有一天他翻来覆去都睡不着觉。
He said, I think I need to go to the swimming pooland take a swim. Maybe that will relax me.
他就对自己说，或许我应该去游一下泳，这样让我放松。
He knew the swimming pool very well.
因为他对那个游泳池非常的熟悉。
So he didn't turn the lights on.
所以他连灯都不用开。
He walked into the pool.
他就走到这个游泳池跳台上。
He got up on the diving board.
走到这个跳板上。
He was about ready to dive.
马上就要跳下去。
And suddenly, the moonlight coming through the glass top, he saw himself standing there at a cross.
他就突然因为月光照着他，他这么站着，就看到一个十字架的影子。
He stood there looking at the cross.
他就站在那儿看着前面这个十字架的影子。
It was as though God spoke to him and said,You were crucified with Jesus Christ.
就好像神当时在对他说，你已经与基督一同钉在十字架上。
He had known that he had forgiveness by the precious blood of Christ.
他已经知道借着宝血他已经得救。
That deals with the penalty and gives us forgiveness.
那个让我们得到神的赦免，让我们不至于受刑罚。
And he probably had read Galatians 2:20 several times.
或许他已经读了加拉太书二章二十节许多次。
I have been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I.
我与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我。
That night as he stood there looking at the cross,God's light broke into his heart.
当他站在那里看着这个十字架的时候，神的亮光就进到他的心里。
He had a revelation that he'd never seen before.
他突然有这么一个异象，他从来没有见过的。
Some of you know what it's like to have light break through and you see things for the first time.
我想你们中间有些人明白，当光突然进来的时候，你第一次见到这样的事情，你什么样感觉？
He was so gripped by what he saw.
突然被他所看见的抓住。
He got off the diving board.
他就从这个跳板上下来。
Walked down.
走过去。
And put his feet on the steps into the water.
他就顺着台阶要把他的脚踩在水里面。
Strangely, he got all the way to the bottom. There was no water.
然后他一直走到池底下也没有碰到水。
The caretaker had emptied the pool.
因为那个维修人员把这个池水都放掉了。
My friend read my book. You know, it's interesting. People would come to him as a swimming coach and they would say, You have the strangest way. You never go first and dive into the water.Why do you always walk to the pool and get your toe in the water first?
在后来他就有这么一个习惯，别人都一直问他说，为什么你每一次跳水之前总会走到池边把你的脚趾头伸在水里？
Then he would tell them the story that he had died.
然后他就告诉他们这个故事。
I love this phrase, he said, I'm a dead man on furlough.
Okay, could you say that? I'm dead man.
I really died once, but I'm still alive.
我真的是死过一次，但是我现在还活着。
You see, our real problem, if we're going to make this operative, is what we call the I problem.
我们这里有一个真正的问题，就是这个我在那里。
The reason I want to live my own life and do what I want to do is because I am still on the throne of my life.
之所以我们仍想做我们自己想做的事情，因为我们还是坐在自己的宝座上。
I've got an I problem.
我有一个自我的问题。
I say it is sin.
我知道这是罪的原因。
I'm at the middle of my life.
因为我在我生命的中间。
But that day, something wonderful happened to that coach.
但是那一天，奇妙的事情在这个教练身上发生。
He'd been living primarily the center of his life was coaching.
他过去生命的中心就是来教跳水。
Producing the best athletes for the next contest.
教出来最好的跳水运动员，让他们参加竞赛。
That day.That night on the cross, he died with Christ.
那天晚上，他与基督同死在十字架上。
And got a new center.
他有了一个新的中心。
You see, this is the important thing. God needs to cross our I out.
这就是神为什么要把我们这个自我给画上一道。
I look at all you kids this morning.
我看你们在这的所有的年轻人。
You all know Galatians 2:20.
你们都知道加拉太书二章二十节。
I've been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Do you really know it?
你真的认识他吗？
Only God can break the light through into your heart.
只有神能够把这个光突破到你的心里。
And we come to a place where we say, dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God.
我们真的是要在罪里死，向神活。
Now my big problem through the years，
我过去许多年的一个问题。
I see pride in people。
我看到许多人都有骄傲。
And I try to crucify them。
然后我就想去钉他们十字架。
I really swung a pretty mean blade sometimes。
有时候我真的是非常的厉害，来扫过去。
God says, that's my job.
但是神说这是我要做的工作。
If you could crucify yourself, you know how you would do it?
你知道你怎么把自己去钉十字架吗？
You'd use rubber nails.
你只能够用那个塑料的这个钉子。
God says, in Jesus Christ, I was crucified. His death was my death.
神说我们在基督里同钉十字架，他的死就是我们的死。
And I look back through the years at the testimony of many individuals that I have come to know.
我在过去的这么多年里面认识了很多的人。
They never get away from the fact that one day they died in him and now they are alive unto God.
他们每一个人都有这样的经历，就是有一天他们在基督里面同死，然后他现在活在基督里面。
I used to talk about my own old man, my old self, rather jokingly.
我曾经开我自己过去这个旧人的玩笑。
I said, oh, that's just my old self.
我说那个只是我的旧人。
But once I began to see what God saw, I saw his picture of my life.
有一天我突然看到神所看到的就是我这个生命的一个光景一个图画。
I don't joke about it anymore.
我就不再为这个旧人开玩笑。
I have been crucified with Christ.
因为我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And I'm really burdened for every one of us in the audience today.
我今天对你们每一个人都有这样的负担。
How do we come to the reality of this?
我们怎么样让这个成为一个事实？
We quote it, we have the knowledge.
我们能够引用，我们也知道这个知识。
We need the reality.
但是我们需要这个事实。
And I usually stop at this moment just to ask you to do something.
我常常在这个时候就会停下来让你去做一件事情。
We're not here for just a message.
我们不是光来听一篇信息。
We're here for reality.
我们来要寻求真实。
Some of you aren't really sure whether I has ever been crossed out.
你们中间有的人或许都不确定我是不是真的是钉了十字架。
We're going to bow in a moment.
我们现在要静默。
And I want you to say, Lord, in case it hasn't really happened, I give you permission to put me to death.
我愿你向神说，神啊，如果这个没有在我生命里发生的话，我愿意让你坐在我的生命里。
Right now, our heads are bowed.
让我们每个人都低头。
Father, I think I hear the hearts of some who say, I want more reality in my life.
天父，我听见许多的心说，我需要更多你的话，你的信，你的真实在我生命里面。
If I need to understand this more deeply, I give you permission.
主，如果我需要更深的明白这一件事，我愿意你来做。
I'm claiming this by faith in Jesus' name.
我借着信心借着主耶稣的名来祷告
Amen. Amen. You see, what we need to really understand is that in God's working, there is what we call the work of the cross.
我们要明白在神的工作里面有十字架的工作。
When Adam turned his own way and God rescued him, and brought him back to the line of fulfilling purpose.
当亚当犯罪以后，神来拯救他，把他带到神旨意的道路里面。
The work of the cross includes two basic things.
十字架的工作就包括两件基本的事情。
We're redeemed by blood.
我们因着血而得赎。
But we are delivered from our old life by the cross.
然后我们从我们借着十字架从我们的旧我里面被释放出来。
This work of the cross was done once for all on Calvary.
这个十字架的工作在加略山上一次已经完成了。
Now it becomes personal for me when I see what took place for me on the cross.
所以我们看到如果我们现在看到十字架上所完成的事情，其实它跟我们每一个人的生命都相关。
But there is what we need to be clear about, we call the way of the cross.
但是我们要明白的另一件事是十字架的道路。
Every one of us, as we run and go on with the Lord, come to the way of the cross.
我们每一个跟随主的人都要走在这个十字架的道路里面。
This is daily receiving the cross as a principle in my life.
这就是每一天我们把十字架作为我们生命的原则。
Many reckon on the work that's finished, thank God.
许多人都知道这个十字架完成的工作，我们为着神感谢这一个。
But in our going on with the Lord, in this process of purpose,We discover the way of the cross.
当我们在跟随神的时候，我们就发现这个十字架的道路。
Paul says, "I have been crucified with Christ." Past tense.
保罗说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，这是已经发生的。
But he goes on to say, "Take up your cross and follow me."
但是他又说，你要背起你的十字架来跟从我。
This is.The way of the cross we embrace in our life every day.
这就是我们每一天在生活里面都要面对的十字架的道路。
I deny myself.
我们否认自己。
And I learn to live that everything in life might represent and glorify Him.
我就学着在每一件事情上来彰显神，荣耀神。
There are many who confuse the difference of the work of the cross.With the way of the cross.
有许多人把十字架的道路和十字架的工作混淆起来。
Surely the work has been finished once and for all.
十字架的工作已经确定了一次完成。
But the way we embrace is daily.
但是我们要每一天的来面对十字架的道路。
And we say, I die daily.
我每一天都死。
How can somebody who is dead already die daily?
一个死的人怎么还能够每一天来死呢？
The difference is that I behold the work that was accomplished, that dealt with my need. Now I embrace the way by which God will fulfill purpose through my life.
那就是我知道十字架已经完成的工作，现在我要面对的就是神在我生命中的目的。
And it is very interesting, if we follow on in the way of the cross, there will be the fruit of the cross.
如果我们在十字架的道路中行走的时候，我们就可以看到十字架的这个果效。
It is not just negative, all the time embracing death.
我们与死来面对死，来拥抱这个死，并不是一个坏的事情。
There is such a thing as for the joy that was set before him, he embraced the cross.
可以，我们可以因为在我们面前的喜乐而面对这个十字架。
I have met a few individuals through the years who embraced the way of the cross.
我在过去的几年里面碰到有几位人，他们愿意面对这个十字架。
You always sent something different about the fragrance of their life.
他们这个身上的清香都是不一样的。
One of those was a lady I met many years ago. She had been in a prison in Korea as a missionary.
有一位姊妹，她我许多年前认识她，她曾经在朝鲜的一个韩国的一个监狱里面。
When the Japanese released her, she came home on the Grips home to this country.
当日本人把她释放出来的时候，她就回到美国来。
I was a very young man having ministry up and down the West Coast.
那个时候我是一个很年轻的人，我在西岸服侍主。
Something in her caught a burden to pray for me.
她这位姊妹她心里面有一个负担，她突然要为我祷告。
Wherever I would show up or have a meeting, I would look out. Daisy was there in the meeting.
后来不管我去哪里聚会，我看的时候都看到这位姊妹叫 Daisy。
She said, I sense you have the same burden that I have.
她说我感觉到你与我有同样的负担。
I've come back to the United States.The church is very worldly. We need revival so badly.
我回到美国以后，我发现这个教会被这个世界同化。我们真的是需要神来复兴我们。
I was very thankful that she had this burden to pray wherever we went.
所以我非常的感谢神，他愿意为我去每一个地方，他来一同祷告。
I remember having a conference in Yakima at the state fairgrounds.
我记得在亚克马我们有一个聚会的时候，
Daisy was there praying through the hours of the day.
Daisy 在那里花了几个小时的时间祷告。
Sunday afternoon meeting came.
主日下午聚会开始。
Big crowd were gathered.
然后许多的人都来了。
Suddenly there was a pause in the meeting.
突然这个聚会终止了一会儿。
Without invitation,
没有人邀请。
Daisy walked down the aisle and stood behind the microphone and gave this testimony.
Daisy 就从这个走廊上走过来，站在话筒后面做了一个见证。
She said, I have been so burdened since I got back to the States and I'm praying for revival in all of our hearts.
我回到美国以后，我的心里有这么重的负担，就是我愿意为我们的复兴来祷告。
I would gladly give my life if it would bring revival.
如果能够带来复兴的话，我情愿把我的生命给出去。
She sat down.
然后她就坐下。
We went on with the service.
然后我们就继续的来聚会。
Conference closed Sunday night.
然后主日在这个聚会结束以后。
Monday morning, I invited her to ride with me from Yakima to Portland, where I was headed.
礼拜一的早上，我就邀请她从 Yakima 到 Portland， 我开车让她与我搭我的车。
But we never got there.
但是我们没有达到目的地。
Out of the edge of Yakima, we were hit by a drunken driver who lost control of his car.
我们在 Yakima 城的边缘。被一位喝醉酒的驾驶员撞上我们的车子。
Four lanes of traffic stopped.
有四条道的车全部停下来。
The other driver's car engaged in fire.
那个撞车的那个车已经完全的着火。
Seemed to be enough people to lift my car back from the fire.
有人一起来把我的车从火里面拖出来。
Daisy was sitting in the front seat, the outside seat.
Daisy 是坐在这个前面乘客的座位。
She went to be with the Lord.
她就被主接去。
All of us were unconscious in the room, in the car.
我们其他在车里的人都昏迷过去。
I remember awaking some four or five days later out of the coma.
我记得我在昏迷了四五天以后醒过来。
And I was told that Daisy had gone home.
他们就告诉我 Daisy 已经回天家了。
A couple years passed and her mother came to me one day.
几年以后她的母亲来找我。
I know how you appreciated my daughter.
她说我知道你非常理解我的女儿。
Would you like to have her diary?
你想不想让我把她的日记给你呢？
I just about pulled it out of her hand.
我就几乎是要想把她一把拿过来。
I wondered what she would have in her diary.
因为我真的是想知道她在日记里写什么。
And I found this special page.
然后我就找到了一页纸。
I tore it out and I pasted it in the back of my Bible.
我把它撕下来放在我的圣经后面。
April, she wrote 1948, April 13th.
在1948年4月13号。
A young soldier was wounded in the Battle of the Bulge.
有一个年轻的战士他在暴击这个战争里面受伤。
An army surgeon spoke to him tenderly as he awakened.
当他醒过来的时候，军医非常温柔地对他说
"You're going to be all right, my son."
孩子，你会好的。
The only bad part is that you've lost a leg.
唯一的一个坏消息是你失去了你的腿。
But gasped the soldier.
但是这个士兵他勉强地回答
"I didn't lose it. I gave it."
我没有失去它，我是给了它。给出去。
Then Daisy writes these personal words.
然后 Daisy 就把她自己的感想写下来。
The best years of my life not lost, but given to my Lord.
我最好的年日不是失去了，而是给了主。
Not to an organization.
不是任何的组织。
Nor a cause, nor even a mission field.
不是一个原因，甚至不是一个步道。
But to him.
而是给了主。
Therefore, it is all right.If he is satisfied to put me aside.
所以如果主决定把我放在一边的话也是可以的。
Perhaps he does want the remaining years, perhaps not.
也许主想用我的余生也许他不用。
But can I not trust him with wisdom and mercy?
难道我不能够相信这一位充满智慧和怜悯的神吗？
She wrote that April 13th.
她是在四月十三号写这一段话。
Monday, May 6th, she went to be with the Lord.
在五月六号礼拜一的时候，她就被主接去。
I call her life the fruit of the cross.
我称她的生命作为十字架的果子。
She knew more than the work of the cross.
她知道。许多十字架的工作。
She was living the way of the cross.
而且她也过着十字架的道路。
Now she was saying, except a corn of wheat fall in the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
现在她就说，除非一粒种子掉在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。现在掉在地里以后，她就结出许多蓓来。
When I read that page in her diary,
当我读到她日记里的这一句话，
I could only say, Oh God,
我只能说神啊。
Let me so embrace the way of the cross that there can be fruit for your life.
让我能够面对这个十字架的道路，让我的生命也可以结实。
There's one more story I wanted to read to you, but I think I better not.
我还有一个故事，但是我不会给你讲。
I'd like for you to all get the story. It's at the end of the book.
我希望你们每个人都来读这个故事，是在这本书的最后。
It's the story of a missionary lady.
是一位去传福音、去布道的姊妹。
I'm tempting myself. I won't even look.
我不再看了，要不然我会讲。
Briefly, she and her husband went into a foreign country and they began to minister to the Lord.
她和她的丈夫一起去一个外国的地方来服侍神。
They didn't have any response from the people.
周围的人没有回应。
The only one who came around was a little boy who sold eggs to them.
只有一个小男孩来找他们，这个小男孩是想把鸡蛋卖给他们。
Every time she would buy some eggs, she would tell him about Jesus.
每一次这个姊妹买鸡蛋的时候，她就会向这个小男孩介绍主耶稣。
Nobody else would come to their home but this little boy.
别人都不肯来，只有这个小男孩他肯来。
And you know, finally, he trusted Jesus.
最后这个小男孩接受了主耶稣。
They were so discouraged in the time they were there, waiting for opening into other homes.
这个姊妹和她的丈夫，他们非常的失望，因为没有人来。
Finally, she gave birth to a little girl, a daughter.
后来，这位姊妹生了一个女儿。
But in giving birth, she died.
但在生产的过程中，这个姊妹去世了。
Her husband was so disappointed that he'd lost his wife and had this little baby, and nobody was listening to what they had shared.
这位弟兄非常的痛苦，因为他失去了他的妻子，他抱着这个孩子在手上，没有人听他们。
In anguish, he gave the little baby to some other missionaries, and he went home and he said, I don't believe in God.
在痛苦中，他把这个孩子送给了另一个布道家，他自己回家，他说我不再信神了。
Many, many years passed by.
许多年以后，
they discovered that something strange had happened in that tribe.
他们发现在这个部落里面有一些特殊的事情发生。
That one little boy who loved Jesus.
那位爱主耶稣的男孩子。
Grew up, he got a hold of a Bible.
他长大以后拿到一本圣经。
He told everybody around him about Jesus.
他就告诉他周围每一个人，向他们传讲主耶稣。
He started a school.
他开展了一个建立一个学校。
I must shorten the story.
我要简短一点。
Many years later, when they had a national conference, I believe in Luzon.
在许多年以后，在卢桑这个地方有一个国际会议。
The little boy had grown up and had won 100,000 people in that area to the Lord.
这个小男孩就带了十万人信主。
Might not be quite right. Would you get the book?
或许这个故事不是非常的准确，你可以去拿这本书。
This isn't a commercial. They're free.
这个不是做广告，是免费的。
What are you saying?
我要说什么呢？
It's too soon to evaluate the fruit of the cross.
我们有时候在看这个果子的时候，我们没有耐心。
Only eternity will reveal the fruit.
我们看得太早了，而只有勇士才会把这个果实显彰显出来。
The Apostle Paul gave himself in the letters that we read, the fruit still goes on.
保罗的书信，这个果实就是保罗的书信，它现在还在我们的中间。
It's always too early. God alone knows the timing of things.
我们总是会太迫切的、急切的去看，但是只有神知道他合适的时间。
For years, I met people who knew and loved Daisy.
有许多许多的人，他们非常爱 Daisy 姊妹。
They knew I loved her, and they would come to me and say, "I'm going to the mission field to take her place."
有许多人知道我非常爱她，也过来对我说，我要去传道，我要去完成 Daisy 没有完成的事。
We will never know the one kernel of wheat that fell in the ground that dies, how much fruit there is.
我们自己真的是不知道，当这粒麦子落在地里死了以后，有多少的麦子长出来。
Our big problem this morning is this.
我们这今天早上最大的问题是这个。
Too many of us still have an eye problem.
我们许多的人的眼目仍然有问题。
Like that coach, we need to know our death with Christ.
我们都有这个自我的问题，我们都需要与基督同死。
And that's my only prayer this morning.
我今天早上只有这么一个祷告。
Because I'll no doubt not see most of you ever again.
或许我再也不会见到你们中间的许多人。
But I'd like to plant a seed in your life.
但是我愿意在你的生命里面撒下这一个种子。
That there can be fruit to his praise and glory.
这样愿你的生命能够长出果实来，为着神的荣耀和称赞。
Would you bow with me?
让我们一同低头。
We are very quiet before thee this morning, Father.
天父啊，我们在你面前安静。
You have given so much.
你给了我们这么多。
How can we give back to you?
我们怎么能够还给你？
If it would please you this morning, speak to some young lady, some young man, some mother, some father.
如果你愿意的话，愿你向我们中间的年轻人父母来说话。
To find the new center of their life.
让他们找到他们生命新的中心。
And Father, from this time on to walk, to exhibit, to reveal, to exalt, to live out the life of the Lord Jesus.
让我们从现在开始就在基督的生命里面生活，来彰显他的生命，来活出他的生命。
While our heads are bowed,
让我们继续低头。
Would you say yes, Lord Jesus?
你愿意说主啊，是的吗
？I believe you mean it.
我相信你需要。
And we give you thanks.
我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Well, I don't like to leave with a heavy spirit, so we need to say God is good. Jesus is my Lord.
Amen.
It's time to praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you.
愿神祝福你们。